every week I sit here in my kitchen, working on a brand new show for you, just for you. Pat myself on the back and laughing. If you think that it stinks, well, I guess that might be true.
Stinks
when I start to blab.
Stinks
all those annoying ads.
Stinks
like a relaxing schwitz. When will I retire that bit?
Stinks
every week.
Stinks.
Well, that's tongue in cheek, cause I actually think this podcast is pretty cool.
Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast for January 21st, 2016. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. As always, this podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. And today's episode has a lot of content to get through. That opening number there was my third attempt at an intro song for this episode. Every week I try to do something that is themed based on the content of the show or something else that's going on. And I have two other false starts that we'll feature later in the show relevant to the different segments. So we're going to open up today with five new songs from the website. And then we have a featured segment on junk. And that actually was what this episode was titled at first, junk. So I did a junk song from Aladdin about that. And it just didn't feel right as an intro to the show. So I scrapped it, but we'll include that there in the junk pile as we play all those songs. And then we have, to end it, a segment on Nigel making requests for songs from the Littles. And I tried to do a song about that as well. So we'll put that as a little bumper at the end of that segment. And then after all of the music, we will get to some of the wonderful feedback I've received over the past few weeks on the whole Schwitz and ads breaks controversy. And we'll talk about that in the mailbag. So first, let's get to those new songs. So John Fitzpatrick has submitted his 150th jingle. And it's got a stellar backing track by Jason Fuse. This is a parody of Jason Isbell's How to Forget. Just a great song, great source material, and then, of course, a great performance by John, great lyrics and everything else. And as always, Jason Fuse just crushes it. And then Howard Fineman had many periods of music in his career, as he discussed on Tony's show recently. And so Jason, with his 101st jingle, Jason also had a huge milestone here recently, pays homage to Howard Fineman's folk period with a folk take on the classic intergalactic Howard Fineman Beastie Boys jingle. And this is just hilarious. And then John Neisminger has a really great parody of Beat It about Tony going to folks' houses and telling them to get the hell out so he'll, you know, buy their house for cash. Steve Lipton with Tony in Disguise for Retirement. And then Robert Berg with a lovely song about Vlad Putin's new men's cologne. It's Putin on the Spritz.
In your face with each screed, a little airtime's all he needs. Got a shouter here, a little feed, a lot of wine, and he'll be yakking the whole time. A good bit's out of fear. He won't stop telling stories, swears most of them are true. A few of them work best when he works blue. Comments strained, oh, egad, didn't mean to sound that bad. It was years ago. It happened quick, headlines flared, so they kept him off the air a few weeks or so. His blasts go out on TV, broadcasts and falls asleep just after eating ice cream by the sink. They haven't fired him yet. It's still a pretty safe bet. It's just a matter of time, I'm guessing. They haven't fired him yet. It's still a pretty safe bet. It's just a matter of time, I'm guessing.
Intergalactic Howard Fineman folk error. He's the intergalactic editor of the Huffington Post. Ariana is boss, but he's political pope. On anything governmental, he's so dope. If you really want to see him, you need a telescope. And when I say telescope, I mean Hubble. Presidents, he's interviewed more than a couple. Like a policy bias, he'll burst your bubble. You step to him, man, and you'll really be in trouble. On big time shows, he's been a panelist, honored by society, a professional journalist. But much more important than all of this, he's the father of celebrity intern Nick. His progeny knows civics much better than you, son. He even knows who's gonna win the next election. Ask him for knowledge or drop a metric ton. He's intergalactic folk era Howard Feynman. Intergalactic Howard Feynman. Howard Feynman, intergalactic.
They're sitting there and eating chicken pot pie when suddenly they hear a knock from the outside. Hank goes to the door, looks through the peephole to see it, and just see it. Out on his landing is a strange-looking man. He's orange, bald, and behind him's a moving van. Hank opens the door and's confused all the more to meet him. And the old man, he says, just feed it. Pack yourself and scram, I need it. I need this place so my bones shine down. Here's all this money, this house is mine. So beat it, beat it. I'm richer than you, I mean it. 3,100 square feet is small, but I can use it to store my cheap balls. So beat it.
Picture yourself in an aisle at the bookstore. Mr. Porterhouse look-alike with clean-shaven style. Suddenly Tony's there at the browse about a man with a wig ill-advised. Tony in the sky.
In Politburo, they call me Vlad the Inhaler. I love this stuff! If you're black and blue because I beat hell out of you, giving me sweaty armpits, Putin on the spritz. Want to smell nice when greeting members of competing crime syndicates, Putin on the spritz. Dressed up like Alexander Litvinenko. Can't concentrate? Maybe supplement with ginkgo. Or could be radiation poisoning. Let's meet in Red Square. No one there. Last smell of your life. It's Putin on the spritz. Have you seen my hockey skills? Like golf scores of Kim Jong-il. I play with former pros. I score 8 goals. Posing shirtless for Russian women. You are envious. You are forgiven. You tell me to put my shirt on, I kill you. Need a scent that naked men respect when out on town for a steak and a schwitz. Putin on the spritz. Shout out to Jerry Negrelli and Steve Litton on schwitzing. Das Vidanya.
I had Putin on the schwitz in my head the entire day. You say Putin on the schwitz.
Very, very good.
And with that quote from Chris Saliza, that just goes to prove that the schwitz is now an indelible part of the Tony Kornheiser radio show. So if you don't like these schwitz breaks, I'm afraid you're in trouble, because that just keeps coming back. All right. And then lastly, on that last song from Rob Berg, he made a comment that he was disappointed that they did not credit Steve from Wichita for the idea, because his email from Friday's show was just so great. And even though Rob wrote that right below his lyrics and above his name, they somehow missed it. And as we all know, there's no guarantee of anything getting mentioned on that show. They basically just take the email, remove the file attachment, put a few little pieces of metadata on it to attribute who actually sent it in, and maybe they'll print out the lyrics for the email, but it's always inconsistent. So at least that song made a show, and we could acknowledge Steve from Wichita on this broadcast. So there were two really great moments I wanted to acknowledge with a clip and then some songs here from the past week. And the first was Tony's Hoarding. And, you know, Tony, I'll play a little clip of it here, but Tony went on a long spiel about how he's realized that he's an old man now and he has hoarder tendencies and his whole house is full of junk. And so I knew that there would be some jingles immediately about all the junk in his house, and there'd be some really clever things from Rob or somebody about all the different random pieces of garbage in there. But the thing that really caught my attention from that story was the lack of specifics. So Tony goes on this long rant about the junk in his house and how he's yelling and asking questions, but he never identifies who he's speaking to. And as you know, a long-running taboo of this show and everything else has been the status of the woman related to my marriage that he hasn't acknowledged, you know, in years. I mean, occasionally he'll mention it, but it's like a forgotten topic of the show. And so I assume that it was his wife he was talking to, but it could have been Michael. It could have been some stranger. We just don't know. And then that he's so fixated that he's not some putz, you know, from Queens making, and then he stops and doesn't want to specify a dollar amount. You can tell he has a very specific amount in mind that he said, but you know, for fear of alienating 99.9% of his listeners, he doesn't go out and say it. So those two things really stuck with me, and that kind of guided my the jingle that I did for this bit. And also, as I was putting it together, it ended up being like some really depressing poetry. So you're going to hear a bunch of really funny jingles here. And then when we get to Iris, the one that I did, listen to those lyrics, because it's really just like a sad commentary on everything. If you take it totally out of context, it's just some super depressing poetry, as you know, as poetic as a jingle can be. And then we'll end this segment. So we're going to play, I think, 8 junk jingles here, and we will end it with what I think is the best of the lot, which was Jason Fuse's Big Empty. This is his 100th jingle. And what I loved about this one so much is that it combines several recent topics from the show into one idea. So we have the hoarding, when we have Tony buying houses, and then the idea that he's so rich that everything is disposable in his life, so he has disposable houses. I just thought that was brilliant. So let's listen now to Tony's hoarding story, and then 8 songs about Tony's junk, including the one that I did, One Jump Ahead, an Aladdin parody that was going to introduce this podcast until I decided that it kind of stunk, and I would just throw it into the junk pile with the rest of this junk. Enjoy.
I've realized that I have hoarder tendencies. I don't throw things away, and I put things everywhere in my house. My house is a rat hole. It is a rat hole. Well, I mean, if something gets planted, it's like having a farm in your house. If something gets planted, in other words, if I take a painting off a wall because I don't like it anymore, and I put it down on the floor and it lean it against the wall, it stays there for years. Right. And once the first one is there, 2 or 3 others appear because nests grow up. Nests of junk. and the rooms are awful. And I said the other day, I don't mean to insult. I know this is going to sound terrible. I had an explosion in my house. I just started screaming. And one of the things I said was, I'm not living in Queens. I'm not living, you know, on, and I gave a dollar figure. And I was disparaging of this dollar figure. And I said, I got more than that. I want this house to look better than it is.
I get up twice a night with a scowl. I've got it tough. My prostate's the size of an owl. And I know navigate by feel, so I don't need to flip the light switch to finish the surrounded by junk. An ossified clump.
Junk!
This place is a dump. Stained ties.
A parachute.
Porcelain cat. A used catheter from 2010. A set of seven orange traffic cones and a Culture Club cassette. Well, looky here, this is a plastic baggie filled with my children's baby teeth. Some postcards and underneath, a cup of skin from my feet. How do we live amongst this junk?
Junk!
Can someone take this junk?
Every desk, every etagere, every single thing where you can put junk in drawers is overflowing with junk. It's just junk.
There is a house in Washington where the desk drawers overflow with old stuff, old batteries, and old envelopes like on that hoarder show. Old paintings up against the walls. My house is filled with stacks of junk that I don't need at all. Policies from back in 1991. There's cups and saucers and sneakers and boots that don't belong to anyone. Is how much I've gotta pay.
Tony, miserly, these are words that describe you to a T, Mr. Tony. Tony, how free, living high above us little please. You're not in Queens. I want it, I need it, I'll save it, is all you want to say. And strangers are to blame, and you're sure to need your daughter's shoes from 1988. Tony, hoardy, so that's why you eat ice cream by the sink. It's sad to see. Tony, if you please, at least you didn't choke the end.
Some junk here in the cupboard, more junk there on the floor. I think I'm gonna have to move next door.
Garbage, knickknacks, where'd I get that?
Someone tell my family, we're all set on
trash, trash out of this junk. It's been here way too long.
More junk blocking the doorway. More junk on top of that junk. Michael, I need a reminder. Who the hell gave us this china? That's it. If you're not gonna trash it, then I'm gonna smash it. There's just way too much junk. Throw it all away.
play some songs here, some jingles that are awfully good. This is Brad Weiss, our favorite professor.
Lots of stuff that was given by my mama. Other flotsam that was left by my doctor. Couple dozen of these demi-tassin saucers. What am I supposed to do with all these platters? What I've got, I wanna get it out of my place. What I've got, I wanna get away from my face. What I've got, I wanna see it leave a small trace. Burning with a yearning to begin to incinerate. I bet you thought I was something of a miser. All my cupboards loaded up with kind bars. A free sandwich is the height of my desire. Isn't that the motto of the House of Kornheiser? Throw it away, throw it away, throw it away now. Throw it away, throw it away, throw it away now. Throw it away, throw it away, throw it away now. Living like a guy from Queens and not Long Island. Paintings pile up on a weekly basis. Even golf clubs are detritus. I've indulged my material excess. Take this junk from me, oh hell yes. Send a present and I'll just be spiteful. Wanna dump the wedding gifts for Michael. To declutter is the key to my survival. Can't somebody teach me how to recycle? Bob Ryan, quintessential writer. Bob Ryan, keeping things tidy. Bob Ryan, dusting every Friday. Probably framed his doctorate quite nicely. Throw it away, throw it away, throw it away now. Throw it away, throw it away, throw it away now. Throw it away, throw it away, throw it away now. Oh, hell yeah!
Yeah, it's pretty clear. Nothing worth a dime. But I can chuck it, save you some precious time. Well, if I zoom in, I might find something nice. Pretty sure it's junk, won't hurt to look twice, though. Ranger Rick magazines, artwork on the floor. That thing holding your TP, come on, man, they gotta go. But that fish platter's a beauty, don't give it up. Cause there's a little in Alaska, we can load it to the top. I know Nigel is pissed cause I brought those pretzels by. Big box, ooh, big box. Bobby just wants to sift through the booty. You know it's all a bunch of junk, no treasure. It's all a bunch of junk, no treasure. It's all a bunch of junk, no treasure. It's all a bunch of junk,
Tony is gathered, collected, and hoarded. Mementos for some rainy day. Things that once seemed so important now are obstacles blocking his way. And he's screaming about the huge mess that he's made. All the junk that's beleaguered his life. And though the person enduring his rants isn't named, I'm guessing it's probably his wife. And he don't want his friends to come over, cause his rat hole is way out of hand. It's not like he's living in Queens like some putz. Some putz who makes 300 grand. Who only makes 300 grand. Tony makes so much more than that.
Too much rubbish in my parlor. Renoirs grown in my conservatory. When you meet, homes are disposable, so I'll just buy another. Yeah, I'm not poor like you are. Time to trash this home. I'm rich enough to buy my neighbors. Time to move next door. Here's a bag of cash and walking papers. Time to trash another. I use air to share for waste containers. Time's up, so now get lost. So now get lost. So now get lost. Capitulation to fail. Agglomeration.
bunch of junk. We just heard from Robert Berg, Joe Arrow, John Neisinger, Brad Weiss, myself, KJ Onstad, and Jason Fuse with a montage of junk. And now I'd like to turn your attention to the turnaround specials of the week. Jason Fuse and Steve Lipton dancing like puppets on Nigel's strings. Every now and then on Tony's show, somebody from the crew will put a request out for a specific parody they'd like to hear. And usually folks don't respond to that. But I had a feeling this week that we would get some feedback after Nigel asked for a Steve Miller Band cover of The Joker called The Choker. And sure enough, Steve and Jason both jumped in on that, did a great job. And they joked that they would have to have a death match to decide which one would make the show. So I'm going to play both of those here, along with my own little intro song that almost introduced today's episode of the podcast about Jason and Steve and their proclivity for the turnaround jingle. So enjoy The Choker in two parts.
Papelbon should be referred to as the choker in every single story written about it.
How many times am I?
How many times am I going to ask this question on the air? How can you keep this guy?
Isn't there a song by Stevie Guitar Miller?
The Joker.
Right. Okay. So Little's you've been tasked. There you go.
Some people call me the Cinco Ocho. Yeah. Some call me the Gangster of Glove. Some people call me freaking Papelbon, 'cause I'm not at all likable to anyone. 'Cause I'm a pitcher, I'm a reliever, I'm just another underachiever. I grab Bryce Harper just for fun. I'm a choker, a trouble stoker, I'm a late game blower. You ought to trade me for anyone. People talk about me, baby, yeah. Say retaining me is wrong, oh so wrong. Don't you worry, don't worry, no, don't worry, mama. 'Cause Mike Rizzo says DC's my home. Thought I'd pick a fight with the MVP. Really loved his throat, wanted to give it a squeeze. Matt Williams didn't see it at the time. Hey, baby, is that really such a crime? Some people call me a bad closer. Those people I grab around their throat. Some people I choke are league MVPs. That's no critique, I'm just a pompous a-ho. Well, I'm the choker, yeah, I'll choke you. And I'm somehow still your closer. Ringing necks and giving up home runs. I'm the choker and I'll choke ya. Blowing saves and crushing hyoid bones, yeah. I'll hurt this team in more ways than one.
Nigel is making requests, that's a first. He's picking the song and the title. All you have to write are the words, oh. And I'm sure that Lipton has started to write. God, I'll bet Steve Lipton will have a new song done tonight. They say that Jason works pretty fast too. Just give him the smallest of seeds and you'll be harvesting vegetables soon, oh. No songs too obscure for his musical powers. You want Skrillex acoustic?
Well, then just give that man an hour. Jason, you are as crazy as me, but I'm glad you find the time to add so much each week. Or am I appalled? You're at Nigel's beck and call. Guys, I think your wives have it worse off than
Thank you, Jason, for that wonderful podcast jingle. All right, we have a new review on iTunes for this podcast, and this one is awesome. It says, I'm a little behind, but I can promise you this podcast was killing it in 2014. I've been mainlining the jingles, and now my wife hates hearing about the jingles even more than Mr. Tony. This is her preacher wife. Now, if you're listening, it's probably a year from now because you're so far behind, but hopefully you still like what you hear. It's taking a bit of a turn from 2014. We have a couple of comments from tkjingles.com. This is from Martin. He says, my wife doesn't understand why I plan my day so that I can hear the Tony Kornheiser show. I take lunch early specifically so that I can be in my car to listen to the mail jingle. I thank you is all that I can offer. And that's exactly the kind of feedback we'd like to get at tkjingles.com. And then here's another one that's just somebody who I'd never seen comment before, Tip Top Tommy. He says, Big Rock Cocaine Planet, almost a year later and this song still pops into my head from time to time. So, folks, if you aren't visiting the website, this podcast / podcast is meant to be supplemental. I just play a small selection of it, as we talked about last week. It's so great to get your feedback, comments on the jingles, especially from folks that don't comment all the time. Just to know that there's folks out there listening, it's such an affirmation to get that. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for is some feedback on the schwitz, the ads, and other assorted miscellany from this podcast. So first, this is from Robert Berg. He says, I know it would probably be down to just Steve and me, but I would listen to the TK Jingle Schwitzcast. And yeah, you know, that gives me a great idea for a special to do this summer. We can just have a whole Schwitz episode, or maybe a spinoff. Maybe somebody else can host that, and we could have a 30-minute show about Schwitz every week. And then Old Man Beeston commenting last week says that Shadow was the best. Well, I really appreciate that feedback. You know, I put a lot of work into that Shadow parody, as stupid as it was, so I'm glad that at least one person liked it. And then we have some commentary here from the other side. This is from Don. He says, I mean this in the nicest way possible, but I would rather hear more songs than Schwitz breaks. Oh, Schwitz breaks!
Y'all ready to Schwitz?
My greatest triumph. Anyway, as Don was saying, I'd rather hear more songs than Schwitz breaks, commercials, and especially The Shadow. Well, you know, folks, I really do appreciate your feedback. Podcast@tkjingles.com. I may not always respond to it. I may not always agree with you, but it's always nice to know what you're thinking. As a reminder, if you don't like me or this particular show, the Firehose Podcast or podcast is available right now. It's all songs, a pure stream. This podcast is a little bit more focused on, you know, topical groupings of things, but if you just want the music, it's there for you. And you can always find me on Twitter @JerryNegrelli. I hope you're enjoying this. We've got a really special show coming up here in a couple of weeks. We're going to hit a big milestone, so thanks for listening. As always, welcome your feedback. I'll be back here next Thursday.
Balls, 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 balls. I'm so sick of hearing about balls. Balls, 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 balls. Talking about balls, big and small. Balls, 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 balls. Balls, 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 balls. Balls, 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 balls. It's all we talk about at all.
we have a bunch of cool jingles for you, and we have Liz Clark to tell us about the Bruce Springsteen concert that she saw.